Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross. Today I'm going to do a podcast on VMware Player. VMware Player is a program that allows you to use virtual machines on your computer. And a virtual machine is basically an emulated operating system. And I would not recommend you to get VMware Player from the official VMware website because it can be hard to download. And there are virtual machines pre-configured with screen readers and VMware Player and the VMware Player setup file on my website in a folder called VMware. Anyway, let's get started. I've already extracted the Windows NT 4 VM. It comes with IBM Desktop Reader. And a quick note about Windows NT 4 before I begin. You have to wait a couple minutes and then press Control-Alt-Delete. And if your host like brings up a dialog about sign-in options or whatever, just press Escape, press Enter, and you're logged in. Anyway, sorry about this, man. Anyway, I'm going to press Windows D to go to my desktop. I'm using NVDA on the Windows 8 side. I haven't tried out Windows 10 yet, but I hope to see how VMware Player works on Windows 10, because on Windows 8, if you're running a virtual machine that's Windows 2000 or newer, it will not sound good. Anyway, I'm going to press Windows D.
Folder view list, Audacity 3 on 35.
Press V.
V, VMware Player 20 on 35. VMware Player non-commercial use only. List, list item 1 of 2. Windows NT 4.02
of 2. Windows NT 4.0. I'm going to press Alt L to play the virtual machine.
Edit multi-libraries only. Selected Windows NT 4.0. Software remap Windows NT 4.0.
This little software updates thing keeps popping up. To direct input into the virtual machine, you can press Control G, which I'm going to do now.
Pain.
And we're just going to wait a couple minutes. Or a minute and a half, 2 minutes, whatever it is. And if your computer has an internal PC speaker, like mine does, it's an older system. It's Windows 8.1 32-bit Home Premium. It has an internal PC speaker, and if you like press any key after that Control-Delete thing appears up, the dialog that asks you to press Control-Delete, and you press a key, the PC speaker will beep. But if you have a new computer, you'll just have to guess when that appeared, and it typically takes a minute or two. I'm gonna press some random letter to see if it appeared yet. I heard the PC speaker beep. I'm gonna press Control-Delete, and that Windows sign up thing will come up.
Secure desktop. Windows sign-in dialog block switch user sign.
Escape.
Windows NT 4.0 VMware Player non-commercial use only.
I'll press enter, and you'll hear the Windows NT 4.0 logon sound, and I think it has probably one of the coolest startup sounds ever. Take a listen.
Great.
Okay. We're on the Windows NT 4 desktop. I'll press tab.
Program manager desktop, my computer system folder not selected.
Okay, we could go around and...
PW web speak 32, English, release 3. My computer, network neighborhood, Outlook Express, inbox, Outlook Express, network neighborhood.
Yeah. So we can do some basic things in here. I'm gonna press I for Internet Explorer.
Inbox, Internet Explorer.
And I'm just gonna show you what my website is inside this virtual machine and show you that it does work. And it sometimes some.
Please upgrade your browser.
It's telling us to upgrade because we're running Internet Explorer 6, I think. I am gonna go to. First, I'm going to try going to Google. I'm going to press Alt-D.
Address combo box HTTP. Here, COM. Security alert, okay. I cannot find server.
Not surprised. I'll press Windows D again and go to grossgang.com.
Address combo ROSGANGPCOM. Index of slash.
Alright. So we are on my website. You can press tab.
Address combo box HT name link. Last modified link. Size link. Description link. Tech chat slash link. Tyler Zonkey's food dot Audrey's underscore folder slash link. Braylon at sound underscore game slash link. PC recording slash TTS slash link. Utilities slash link. Where slash link. Address combo box http://grossgang.com/.
So yeah, we are in Internet Explorer and it works. I'm gonna close that.
Program manager.
Now, cool thing about desktop reader, unlike other screen readers that use Eloquence, or in this case VivaVoice, IBM VivaVoice TTS, you can enter a command, or an Eloquence or VivaVoice command, and when you make the screen reader read your document in Notepad or WordPad or whatever, it will actually work. I'm gonna press Windows R.
Run open. N-O-T-E-P-A-D. Untitled. Notepad edit blank.
I'm gonna type something. Let's see.
Accent grave. V-F. Zero. Space. Cap I. Space. A-M. Space. R. O-B-O-T. Period. I am a robot.
Yeah. I'll press Alt F4.
Notepad. Yet no Alt plus
no.
N. Push program okay. Manager.
Now, let's go into our control panel and see what we got.
Start CTRL plus S. Push button. Programs.
Oh, actually, by the way, in Windows NT 4, desktop reader won't read the start menu correctly. Listen to this.
Question mark, question mark, question mark, K.
You know,
question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
See, it doesn't read the program. It doesn't read the programs menu correctly.
Programs, document, settings, press S.
In settings we have?
Print control panel, press C.
Control panel.
Printers, press P.
Printers.
Taskbar, dot, 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 press
task
T.
Taskbar.
Control panel.
And I'll press tab.
Start,
no, enter.
Add slash remove program.
Add slash remove programs. Let's see, what can we do in here? I'll just...
Sounds.
Sounds.
Add slash remove programs. Console.
Console, not sure what that does.
Speech.
Speech, oh, this is an interesting one. I actually do have SAPI 5 on this thing. I'll press enter.
Speech properties, text to speech property page voice. Use the voice selection Alt plus V combo box Microsoft SAM. Use the following text to preview the voice. Edit Alt plus U. You have selected Microsoft SAM as the computer's default voice. Preview voice Alt plus P. Push button.
And just because I can, I'm going to press enter to preview the voice.
You have selected Microsoft SAM as the computer's default voice.
Preview voice Alt plus P. Push button.
Yeah, you know, just...
Voice speed 50. Slow normal. Okay, push button. Cancel push button.
Yeah.
Control.
Anyway. I also have some other stuff here.
Console. Console. Date slash system.
Date
slash time.
I don't really mess with all this stuff. Just sometimes I customize my computer. Sometimes.
Desktop themes.
No, desktop themes. This is a pretty interesting one. It has all kinds of these sound schemes and stuff on here. And I'm just going to press enter. Let's press tabs. We have.
Save as.
Oh, save as. Just a little theme thing.
Theme. Alt plus T combo box current Windows settings.
We have some desktop themes in here. I took these out of the Windows Millennium VM and copied the necessary files over here. I'll press down arrow to go through the themes.
Theme. List current Windows settings selected. Baseball, 256 color. Dangerous creatures, 256 color. Inside your computer, high color. Jungle, 256 color. Leonardo da Vinci, 256 color. Mystery, high color. Nature, high color. Science, 256 color. Space, 256 color. Sports, 256 color. The 60s USA, 256 color. The Golden Era, high color. Travel, high color. Underwater, high color. Windows default, 256 color. Windows Millennium, high color. Other.
Just press tab.
Save as pointers. Okay, put cancel push button. Control.
But if you wanted to change this theme, you could just press enter. Press tab to go to the checkboxes that allow you to that show you what you could change. Like if you press. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go there and save the Windows NT 4 theme and just change it just to show you guys.
Save as.
Save as.
Space NT 5.
Oops.
Slash 4. Space DEFAUNT. Desktop theme.
Okay. Let's see.
Control desktop themes, theme delete alt theme apply alt plus a cancel put up theme Windows default Windows Millennium
enter
delete alt plus D push button
delete our file out of our free themes folder. I'm not going to do that.
Screensaver alt plus R push button.
I don't really care for that.
Pointers sounds ek alt plus T push button
unless to preview our current Windows settings.
Screensaver alt plus V checkbox check.
Now these are the checkboxes that let you change your theme. I'll press space to press space.
Screensaver alt plus V checkbox not checked. Sound events alt plus E checkbox checked.
I'm gonna leave the sound events. This is the way I'm gonna change the sound events.
Mouse pointers alt plus M checkbox checked. Mouse pointers alt plus M checkbox not checked. Desktop wallpaper alt plus W checkbox checked. Desktop wallpaper alt plus W checkbox not checked. Icons alt plus I checkbox checked. Icons alt plus I checkbox not checked. Colors alt plus C checkbox checked. Colors alt plus C checkbox not checked. Font names and styles alt plus F checkbox checked. Font names and styles alt plus F checkbox not checked. Font and window sizes alt plus Z checkbox checked. Font and window sizes alt plus Z checkbox not checked. Okay, push button.
Okay.
Cancel push button.
Cancel.
Apply alt plus A. Push button. Theme. Okay, push button.
Press space on okay.
Control.
And just to show you a few of these sounds, I'm just gonna...
Save as alt pointers.
Pointer sounds.
Preview current Windows settings blank property page pointers page
pointers,
tab.
Pointers, I don't really care for that.
Sounds page blank property page.
I'm gonna show you guys, let's see, what do I have here in these?
Asterisk semicolon C. Back close program. Critical stop semi, default beep semicolon, default sound semicolon, empty recycle bin semi, exclamation semicolon C. Exit windows semicolon C. Maximize semicolon C. Menu command semicolon C. Menu pop-up semicolon C. Minimize semicolon C. Open program. Program error semicolon. Question semicolon C. Restore down semicolon. Restore up semicolon C. Bring in. Bring out. Start Windows semicolon C.
Okay, I'll show you two sounds here. I'll press space. Oh no, I'll press tab.
File name. Edit C. Blank push button.
Oh, that's like a file name. This shows you what file it is, which is kind of nice. I'll press space to preview the sound. Press shift tab. Oh.
Control panel.
Yeah, just for some reason we lose focus on the dialogue when you do the preview button.
Desktop themes personalize your combo box. Oops. preview sounds page tab sound event program open max exit blank push
in the exit window sound. Pretty cool.
Control panel preview close push desktop themes okay pointers save as theme Windows default Windows NT4 default.
I just press enter on a Windows NT4 theme that we created.
Apply cat okay push button.
I'll press space on okay.
Control
and I'll press a key just to see if we're on the right theme. Let's see.
Desktop combo. Program map.
There we go. So we're now in the themes. And we're now back on the desktop. Let's see, is there anything else I could show you guys? Oh yeah. Shared folders. I'll press Control Alt to go back to the host. It won't shut down the VM, but it will just bring us back to our host operating system.
Audacity icon 2 and 3, test window.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't speak. I just press Alt Tab to make sure I'm there. I'll press Control D.
Virtual machine.
Now here's what we have in our settings.
Memory, summary, 384 MB, 1 of 8. Processors, summary, 1, 2 of 8. Hard disk, SCSI, summary, 4 GB, 3 of 8. Process, hard disk, huh? cap, system. Virtual hard disk, SCSI, summary, 4 GB, 3 of 8.
It's kind of strange.
CD, DVD, ID, summary, auto detect, 4 of 8.
Maybe it froze for just a second.
Copy, summary, auto detect, 5 of 8. Network adapter, summary, MAT, 6 of 8. Sound card, summary, auto detect, 7 of 8. Display, summary, auto detect, 8 of 8. Memory, tab, hardware.
Now on this other tab here.
Property page, suspend, and snapshot files will be stored here. List, general, summary, Windows MT 4.01 of 6, power 2 of 6.
Power has a couple cool things in it.
Power options grouping. Enter full screen mode after powering on. Checkbox not checked. Alt F.
Enter full screen mode while powering on. I don't have that checked.
OK button. List. Shared folders. Summary. Disabled 3 of 6.
Shared folders. I'll just go past that.
VMware tools. Summary. Time sync off 4 of 6.
They have like some the VMware tool settings, I wouldn't play with those.
Unity 5 of 6.
Unity.
Auto login. Summary. Not supported 6 of 6. VMware tools.
Actually, I'm gonna go into the VMware tool settings. Just
property page to change the default setting. Go to edit preferences updates. VMware tools features grouping. Synchronize guest time with host. Checkbox not check. VMware tools updates grouping. If a new version of VMware tools is available, use application default currently update manually. Radio button checked. Alt D. OK button. Shared.
And I'll just add a shared folder.
Folder enabled always.
Alt name old.
Map as unchecked.
Checked.
Add. Add. Next button. Type browse. Browse for make new for OK button. Can't browse for a post Windows old collapsed. With users can expand level 4 data. Expand let desktop downloads.
Down.
For and make out that next on a benefit cancel. Finish burn. OK. Audacity S win Windows.
So I'm having to make sure my recording didn't stop. Because when my computer froze, I thought that was what happened. I'll press Control G.
Pain.
Start CTRL plus ESC. Push button. Tray. Program Manager Desktop Internet Explorer System Folder selected.
I will press M.
In my computer.
Wait, no. M.
Network neighborhood. Entire net. WinWorld and entire network. Microsoft Windows Network not selected. VMware shared folders. Dot host not selected. Dot host.
Host. It kind of takes a while because it has to go out to the host and request it.
Shared folders not selected.
Shared folders.
Downloads file. Downloads. List.
Currently, I don't have anything in my downloads folder because when I download stuff, I happen to move it to other locations, so it could be easier to access on it, so I don't have a huge folder full of stuff. But if I happen to have stuff in this folder, like if I could copy it on the Windows 7 side, or no, the Windows your host, and then if I am in my virtual machine, I could go in here into my shared folders, and the files that I copy will appear. So that's pretty self-explanatory, but you know, it's nice that it works.
Program map.
Now, is there anything else I could show you with this? Well, of course I could show you that this virtual machine and all these programs and stuff installed is available from my website. I'm just gonna, let's see. I'm just gonna go ahead and press Alt F4.
Shut down Windows. Are you sure you want to? Shut down the computer. Alt plus S radio button checked. Restart the computer. Alt plus R radio button checked. Close all programs and log on as a different user. Alt plus C radio button checked. Restart the computer. Shut down the computer.
Now you have these three options here in NT4. I am going to press enter, and the following will happen.
Tray.
Yep, it played the sound backwards, but it doesn't only do that, it doesn't turn off the computer. You have to go press Control Alt.
Windows NT 4.0 VMware Player non-commercial use only.
You have to press Alt F4.
VMware Player dialog, how do you want to close the virtual machine? Suspending will preserve your environment and data for later use. If powering off, make sure that the virtual machine is in a safe state for shutdown. Suspend button Alt S. Power off button Alt P.
Power off.
Windows NT 4.0 VM Audacity.
Oh, I'm back in my Audacity window. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And I hope to see you guys later in episode 2 of the GrossGang.com podcast. And see you guys later. Bye.
Caps, cap, desk, Audacity, panel, track, view, tape.